So Heather, I remember there used to be a lot of patients like that as the EGFR TKI started to come into practice, and then people kind of got more comfortable waiting a little bit and starting these people in targeted therapy. But this patient, the clinical thought was she couldn't wait, which you can understand. Any comments on this scenario, Heather, and then how you start thinking about, as the patient stabilizes, what you're going to do?
I think if I had been faced with this patient, I think I would have made the same decisions that Estella did, where you do want to keep working on getting that molecular information quickly, but in a patient where you're really worried about rapid progression, you got to start something. Holding back on the immune therapy for a patient where your pretest probability of finding an actionable driver is high is a good one, because you're otherwise in a rough situation if that immune therapy has been started and then you do want to start the TKI. As far as the specific question, though, about now that you've started, do you switch right away or not? I think I'm still in the minority, but I would keep going. If you know she's responding and she's tolerating it, why switch? She's going to get chemotherapy at some point. She's going to get EGFR TKI soon also. But if you've given one dose of chemo and then you switch versus sticking with the chemotherapy for a bit and then going with the EGFR TKI, we don't really know that she's going to have a survival detriment from not making that switch. I mean, if you look at all of our multiple randomized trials of EGFR TKI first line versus chemo first line, while they all had clear progression-free survival in favor of the EGFR drug, they didn't really have overall survival benefits. And we think a lot of that is because of the crossover. And to me, I still always start with an EGFR drug if I know before I've started that the patient has an EGFR mutation in their tumor. But if I've started chemo or a patient comes in who's already started chemo, unless they're not tolerating it or it's not working, I usually just keep going with that. And sometimes that works well. So I would do exactly what Estelle is doing with this case.
So maybe you can give us some follow-up.
Actually, so her son is a resident, and continuation of chemotherapy was not an option. They were very excited that she had this mutation, and
Okay.
they, went on the internet, and she will do so great that we obviously had to switch
And she
her.
only had one dose of chemo,
Yeah,
right?
she only had one cycle. So she began in osimertinib, which surprisingly she got really fast, because sometimes I worry that, it does take a while to get these drugs approved, but she got it approved relatively fast and started and is tolerating that very well.